Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
Hello. Good to hear you. Good to see you. Okay, cool. So what is vagal tone? Right. We've heard, who's heard this term? It's getting popular these days. We've heard, I've even seen recently someone advertising like vagus nerve water. I heard people selling vagus nerve water, which seems a little bit ridiculous to me because it's just water, you know, vagus nerve cream. There's all kinds of stuff happening with the vagus nerve. But let's talk about what vagal tone is because it's important to understand. Okay. So the vagal tone. So cardiac vagal tone is processed, and it's a new index of stress. Novel just means new. And stress vulnerability in mammals. So this is the work of Dr. Stephen Porges and what he's realizing. So a model that we describe here that we're going to talk about emphasizes the role the parasympathetic nervous system and particularly the vagus nerve plays in defining stress. So what this means is we're going to start to understand how to put a number to your stress, to your distress. Right? Not just this, like, because the thing is, if you have alexithymia or if you don't know how you feel, you could self-report your levels of stress that may not actually be accurate. Does that make sense? You may not actually be able to touch with how much stress you're actually in. So vagal tone is something that we want to focus on to help us understand how to quantify this. And stress from eustress, which is that good stress, all the way down to distress, which can cause sympathetic and dorsal responses. And so the vagus nerve, of course, is sort of the primary piece of the anatomy that we want to focus on. And the vagus nerve coordinates all kinds of stuff in our body, sucking, swallowing, breathing, but it also regulates heart rate and vocalization in response to stress. So when your heart is pounding, right, up or down, or if you're feeling super calm, right, your heart, what's going on in your heart matters in terms of your state. And also, does your vocal tone change when you're stressed? What do you think? Right? Who here knows someone that has that tone? And when they have that tone, it triggers you. Okay. So you can start to literally, people wear their heart on their sleeve, literally, because the tone of somebody's voice is a reflection of their cardiac vagal tone. Okay. And so the tone, the facial expressions, how someone vocalizes is a outward expression of what's happening internally, which I think is so beautiful, right? So vagal tone, what is vagal tone? It's an index of stress, vulnerability, and reactivity, okay, with applications in all branches of medicine, okay? That's huge, okay? Porges is basically saying, all right, that when we look at vagal tone, it's an index of stress, it's a marker of stress, it's a way to measure stress and how vulnerable you are, how capable your nervous system is, that can be applied to all branches of medicine. That's a staggering con. Think about that for a second. All branches. It's not just like for one. It's not just for like, you know, heart attacks or something. All the branches of medicine. And I would add to that all the branches of coaching, therapy, performance, healing, etc. Okay. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a stay-at-home mom, or both. If you're working on your trauma or if you're trying to create a goal to move forward, vagal tone is where we want to focus. In fact, we partner with the Traumatic Stress Research Consortium at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University, which was started by Dr. Porges. And I talked to their research team a lot. And one of the things that was fascinating I heard from one of their main researchers is I was like, why are you so obsessed with vagal tone? This is probably 2016 or 15 or something. And they basically said, we did a meta-analysis of meta-analysis, which means a meta-analysis is a large study of lots of studies, okay, in research. A meta-analysis of meta-analysis is a large study of meta-analysis, meaning it's a shit ton of data, okay? And basically what they said all casual was, basically like everything that has to do with our health is somehow correlated to vagal tone and heart rate variability. And I was like, okay, that seems important to know, you know, like, wow, okay, that's important. Thanks for telling me. And since then, I've been really focused on vagal tone and my own personal heart rate variability. And we'll talk more about that here in a second. But we just want to understand that this is a way, finally, for us to be able to measure stress. Okay. What is the vagus nerve? The vagus nerve, of course, is the 10th cranial nerve, and it mediates homeostasis. Like, are we in stress? Are we in calm? Okay. And it helps us define how we respond to an experienced stress. Okay. So if you're always stressed, it's a vagus nerve thing. Meaning your vagus nerve probably needs a little bit of fitness. Okay. And so what we want to focus on, vagal tone, is the measurement of cardiac vagal tone is basically a way to assess individuals and our stress response and our vulnerability to stress. So each of us have a different vagal tone. Each of us have a different heart rate variability. Okay. And we can start to understand on your specific level what's right for you. There's population norms. So like, what is the general population of someone who's your gender, your age, your socioeconomic background, your race, et cetera. And then there's that personalized data to you. Okay. And so the vagus nerve, of course, helps us regulate all these things. So blood pressure, heart rate, body temperature, digestion, your immune system, respiration, reproduction. So vagal tone is sort of this placeholder for how you're doing. How are all your systems doing? It's this one marker that helps us understand the general health of your system. Does that make sense?
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, would very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, would very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.